You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. When COVID-19 struck, Every Neighborhood Partnership, a Fresno-based nonprofit, teamed up with local agencies to expand food distribution, give mothers access to diapers and formula, and helped struggling families make ends meet. I spoke with the organization's executive director, Artie Padilla, about his approach to community service, which is to focus on what's working in a community rather than on what's broken.
The needs are so vast. I'm wondering, how do you prioritize where you're putting your energy?
Well, and it's not just my energy. We have a great coalition and network of networks that are working in Fresno County. And so I'm leveraging all of our brain power and financial muscle. And we're constantly going out into the community and getting a pulse from the community themselves of what their felt needs are. So we do that with our existing network of families that we've been working with for years. But, you know, because we're doing all these food distributions, we are doing quick questionnaires while the folks are in the waiting line, because most of these food distributions are drive-by, right? So they stay in their car. So as we get their info, we're asking them, you know, what else is going on in the neighborhood? What do we need to know? So they're telling us what these felt needs are, and it's leveraging all these partnerships to work together. The food bank is an amazing partner. We've got organizations like Neighborhood Thrift, which has totally readapted during the COVID season to get their staff to work in the food warehouse to get food out and meals out. So it's just a culmination of 1,000 little things and some big things to know about the felt needs and then to address them in an orchestrated way where we can get the most bang for our buck countywide.
So let's talk a little bit about this idea of assets-based community development. Can you tell us what that is and how it has informed the work that you're doing?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So Every Neighborhood Partnership has been anchored in ABCD, asset-based community development, since we really got intentional about working in neighborhoods with families and youth and developing neighborhood capacity. So ABCD basically it's both a philosophy, but it's also, there's a methodology to it. So the philosophy is that everyone, when you look at a neighborhood, and ENP looks at the elementary school neighborhoods in Fresno, there's 92 public elementary school neighborhoods in Fresno. And when we look at each neighborhood, we have to look at it individually. We can't cookie cut anything. So, because every neighborhood, the people that live there are different, the demographics are different, the infrastructure is different, what types of stores are different, you know, the lack thereof, whether it's stores or infrastructure, is varied. So it's looking through a lens of assets, of positive. What is in those neighborhoods that are assets? And of course, the number one assets are the people that live in a neighborhood. But then there's assets like a park or a library or a school. There's people in places, and we really want to, what our ABCD does is leverages the assets to address the deficits. Instead of sometimes the old mentality was go into a neighborhood, look at the deficits, maybe find a grant to address a deficit. Or even sometimes you get a grant to work in a certain neighborhood or a certain region that tells you what deficit to work on, and then you go into a neighborhood. So that's not what ABCD is. ABCD starts with what is already good in the community, and let's work with what's good to address the felt needs and ultimately empower them to be the leaders of their own neighborhood, not us as ENP or any other organization. But it's the residents that take the lead on that. And that's what we do to empower and equip these residents and youth to do in their own neighborhoods.
I'd also love for you to talk a bit about the work that you're involved with related to trauma and resiliency.
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, myself and some colleagues launched the Fresno County Trauma and Resilience Network. And it honestly was stemmed from the original ACEs study, Adverse Childhood Experiences. That was a study in the 90s, mid to late 90s, where a couple of physicians that really dove into what was happening in the lives of kids in a negative way that has been creating negative health outcomes as they become adults. Because this was a long, 15, 20 year study, And there's been so many studies after that, but that anchoring ACEs study really documented the fact that when kids go through extreme negative environments in the home, in their neighborhood, you know, abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, or things in the home like mental health, major mental health issues in the home, incarceration issues in the home, divorce, things like that, that those adverse experiences are longstanding. They stay ingrained in our bodies and they affect our health as we become adults. But through the ongoing research, we're also realizing that all of us have our own resilience built in us. Some of us have maybe a little bit more, or some of us just don't tap into it as quickly, but it can be brought out. And our brains, although affected by trauma, are not fixed in that area. They can be readjusted through relationships, positive relationships, and reinforced positive love. So, you know, talking about ABCD earlier, although the ACEs study was kind of deficit focused because of the trauma, it's really brought out the asset part of it, the resilience, the things that can happen in a child's life that can elevate them in areas of their self wellness, you know, how they work well in school with each other. And it's also branched out into, you know, neighborhood trauma, like gangs in the neighborhood, crime, things like that, or even substandard housing. All of these elements are negative impacts in our community. And unfortunately, Fresno has a lot of these traumatic events, both individual trauma and community trauma. But, you know, and that's why it's so important to look at things in a holistic approach. It's not just the physical services for an individual or a family or the mental health services. It's that and how do we build out healthy infrastructure, neighborhoods, and a healthy economy and things like that. Because we are holistic individuals, and we have to address this holistically with all of the elements of what we call life.
So, of course, in addition to the pandemic, we're also living through a period of civic unrest, of protest, and you're in such a unique position given that you work in partnership with so many different agencies, law enforcement, businesses, churches, community leaders. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts about this moment and what might it mean for us moving forward as a community?
Yeah, so what you honestly have to, if you're really going to look at things, you have to do a big historical context of our country and how it was formed in the beginning, even before 1776. All of this stuff, the formation of our country has been building up and building up and building up and over time. So we are in a place where much like individual trauma, our country has just been dealing with its own trauma. Slavery is probably the most predominant traumatic effect of our country. You know, and sadly, you know, if we just zeroed in on that, slavery in America, you know, science has already shown us that over centuries has altered our African American women's bodies in the area of childbirth, because we see preterm birth so high in our country and in Fresno County. But also our African American infant mortality for Fresno is so high, you have to measure it to third world countries across the globe. So, you know, that in it, you know, the research now shows that a lot of this is just stemming from our original sin of slavery in the United States. So I just share that to say that right now we're just at another inflection point of things just popping out. The trauma is just coming out. When we visually see what happened in Minnesota, it just stirred something in our country. And, you know, personally, I think those are important things to come out. If you hold things in, eventually things are going to explode. So these are just the manifest. We are living out the manifestations of trauma and inequity and slavery and everything that's come with that and so much more. So I'm not surprised by what's happening. You know, it's like, man, I certainly don't love seeing buildings on fire, but dang, it's like one thing we've learned from trauma and the research is when people reach that tipping point of they just kind of, I don't know, lose control or just get so mad, you are no longer in a functional mindset. You are no longer thinking clearly. That's the research shows that. You basically, that term flip your lid means that your prefrontal cortex is no longer connecting to reason. So, you know, that I'm not trying to make excuses for stuff, but there's a science to all this. And I think it's important for the conversations that have been started need to continue. That's the only way that we get through this and we don't have ongoing issues where the community just gets so tired and fed up and explode again. So we just have to address the deep-rooted issues of our country, the ramifications of that, the manifestation, all the stuff that we see in Fresno, the health disparities, the educational disparities, the economic disparities, all that stuff is just wrapped up in so many of the things from the past to the systems have built upon that over the last, you know, few centuries. So I'm not shocked. I'm hopeful because I see good conversations happening. I'm hopeful that there will be more. I'm so encouraged and proud right now that Fresno has had more conversations than eruptions. I'm proud of our faith leaders, our CBO leaders, our civic leaders. We are addressing it. We need to continue to dive deep into it. That's how I see us really starting to heal over time, is just to address the conversations, but it has to be an honest conversation. It can't be sugar-coated. They've got to be honest conversations.
Well, Artie Padilla, with Every Neighborhood Partnership, thank you for the work that you're doing to serve our community, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.